Sante, big week coming up, big game coming up. How do you kind of scout up these receivers and quarterback, and what do you see as a big challenge for you?
You know, they have a explosive offense, you know, have nice schemes, so, you know, Castle, Bowl, Cluster, you know, the whole crew. So, you know, it's just going to be very challenging, and we're going to go out there and execute how we know how to execute, you know, preseason over with, so we're ready to fly around a little bit.
How do you size up? You've been through so many seasons. How do you size up where your team is right now compared to maybe in the past where you're coming in? You kind of get a good feel for where these guys are right now and where you are.
Yeah, you know, everything's been looking good in training camp and you know, the preseason games for the most part. You know, we're looking good. We're feeling good. You know, everything's coming together well. Good game plans. And, you know, the coaches do a great job of scouting and breaking down their offense. So we should be very well prepared.
Ashanti, how do you see their receiver group?
Seems pretty good. Pretty good. Very explosive. You know, like I was just telling Dwayne Bowe, McCluster, you know, a couple other guys. You know, pretty good group. You know, with Castle leading the bunch. So, you know, those guys doing good things. They ended off pretty good last season. And I'm sure they're fired up for this year and to show the doubters wrong. You know what I mean?
As a veteran going into the season with the new team, where is your mindset at and how you all can improve the pass defense and so forth?
I think we just got to go out and execute the game plan that the coach put together. Mike Nolan's very good defensive coordinator. You know, he's preparing us very well for what we should expect on Sunday. And like I just told him, they do a good job of breaking down the film and putting us in great positions, perfect positions to make plays. So everything should be good.
How's it for you, being how things ended up in Philly, and now you're here for your first game with the Falcons? You're going to be a big part of what they're expecting to get done.
Yeah, I'm excited, you know what I mean? Life goes on. I'm not in Philly no more. I'm a Falcon. Happy to be here. You know, they embraced me well, you know, and I'm just happy. The atmosphere is great. The teammates great. Coach is great. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to going out and having a good season.
You think your energy that you bring on the field, you think that's made a difference already with the defensive unit?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think so. The way I approach the game, the way I approach practice every day, where I walk in the locker room, approach meetings, I think it rubs off on people, you know what I mean? Just practicing hard, you know, wanting to be the best every day, you know, wanting to make plays. So, you know, everybody wants to make plays. So, you know, I guess it rubs off a little bit.
Yeah, how important was it being embraced by the team? They seemed to just kind of wrap their arms around you right from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, that's very important. When you come into a new situation, the new guy, you know what I mean? Yeah, sometimes people embrace you well, sometimes they don't. So, you know, they embraced me well. Seemed like I've been here before, you know. You know, I got a bunch of friends on the team, and you know, everybody's excited. You know, excited for what's about to happen and what's about to come.
Sante, you and Castle were together on the Patriots, you know, early on.
Yeah.
And of course, he had limited snaps against you. Mm-hmm. But how have you seen him develop since your days with the Pats?
Develop well. You know what I mean? When I was in New England, he was running the scout team most of the time, and you know, I forgot when it was. He got his deal, went to Kansas City, and, you know, he's been fighting that thing and doing good and trying to turn that thing around. So his development's been great. You know, he's a warrior. He's a diehard competitor. And, you know, just like me, he wants nothing to be the best.
Is it tough to read him?
Yeah, man, it's tough to read him. He's a good quarterback.
Hey, we asked you this quite a few times. The first time you got here, going to ask you again about the whole thing about starting you and Dante Grimes. Nothing's changed in that regard with you? Or does it make a difference?
No, nothing's changed. You know, I'm just here to help my team. So whichever's the best way for me to help my team, the coach is going they'll do that. Last question.
He said that, you know, all of y'all are starters. They're in the you know, not in the base more than 50% of the time. Does that really matter at the end of the day for you guys?
Well, like I say, we all are competitors. So, of course, everybody wants to be out on the field as much as possible. And, like I always say, the coach is going to do the best thing he thinks for his team to win. So, you know, you'll see how it develops and how everything unfolds on Sunday.